From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 10th. Here are today's top 10 finance and market stories. Let's get into it. First, from Business Insider, Anthropic releases Claude Fable 5, a Mythos-class AI model with safeguards. Anthropic released Fable 5, a Mythos-class model with safeguards. Anthropic previously held off on publicly releasing its first Mythos model, warning the AI was too skilled at hacking. Fable 5's capabilities exceed those of any model we've ever made generally available, Anthropic says, even with safeguards. Anthropic is finally willing to give you Mythos, but it comes with some safeguard strings attached. On Tuesday, Anthropic said it was releasing a Mythos-class model called Claude Fable 5, but with safeguards so significant that it gave the model a different name. Without SafeGoo Next. Second, from Axios, Graham Platner wins Democrats' nomination in key Maine Senate race. Graham Platner, a scandal-plagued Marine combat veteran, won Maine's Democratic Senate primary Tuesday in a race that's seen as the party's best Senate pickup opportunity in November. Why it matters. Many Democratic strategists and elected officials worry that Platner has too much baggage to defeat Senator up next. Third, from Business Insider, how Substack's top food writer is using video to drive subscription growth in her seven-figure business. Food and lifestyle creator Caroline Chambers has over 568,000 subscribers on Substack. She started her career writing recipes, then she took the leap into video. Social media, especially Instagram, is fueling her strategy for growing her seven-figure business. Caroline Chambers, Substack's top cooking creator, doesn't have time to be online 24/7. I'm not a TikToker. I am a mother of four. Chambers, the writer behind the What to Cook When You Don't Feel Like Cooking blog, told Business Insider in an interview. Social media, however, is fueling the growth of her Substack. And then, fourth, from Business Insider. This easy 20-minute pasta from Carbone's chef is perfect for a quick summer dinner. Mario Carbone is the chef behind the iconic Italian restaurant Carbone. He gave me the recipe for a penne with spicy shrimp that only takes 20 minutes. The delicious pasta is quick, easy, and packed with flavor. Next, fifth, from Business Insider. Palantir co-founder says CEOs are pretending layoffs are about AI productivity when they're not. Palantir co-founder Joe Lonsdale voiced doubt about CEOs who cited AI productivity as the reason for layoffs. Many of these CEOs overhired or lowered the bar too much in the 2021-2023 wave, he wrote on X. Companies from Cloudflare to Snap have cited AI in their layoff memos. AI layoffs are everywhere. Palantir co-founder Joe Lonsdale suspects many of them aren't because of AI at all. The layoff memos look quite similar, from Block to Atlassian to Coinbase. Up next, sixth, from Business Insider, the Apple AI tool you should definitely use. On Monday, Apple unveiled new software updates to Siri, the camera app, and parental controls. The company also tucked in a change to its password and Safari apps. That update could be one of Apple's most practical, if not flashy, AI-powered updates. Apple's new AI wants to fix your bad passwords. At its Worldwide Developers Conference on Monday, Apple said its Passwords app will soon be able to update eligible weak or compromised passwords. Now you can automatically update eligible accounts to strong passwords with just a tap. Beth Dakin, a senior manager on the engineering team Faux and Then. Seventh, from Business Insider, I'm a lawyer who couldn't pay $100K for H-1B workers. Opportunities could open up again, now the fee has been scrapped. Hung Lin Lai, an Oklahoma-based lawyer, welcomed a judge blocking the $100,000 H-1B visa fee. Lai said small businesses like his will likely seek to hire from abroad again. However, Lai said it's unclear if the fee will remain struck down. This As Told To essay is based on a conversation with Hung Lin Lai, 34, the CEO of Lai & Turner law firm PLLC, who lives in Oklahoma. Next. Eighth, from Business Insider, I visited Scotland with friends. Our trip would have been better if we had done these five things differently. I went on a trip to Scotland with friends, and we made a few mistakes along the way. We should have tracked expenses during the trip instead of sorting our bank statements afterward. It would have been smart to communicate what we were packing to avoid showing up with the same items. You really learn a lot about people when you travel with them. Up next. Ninth, from Business Insider. There is no AI boom without these workers. Meta just proved it. Meta is spending $115 million on a new program for training workers to build out its data centers. The data center boom has created shortages of electricians and fiber technicians. AI may be software, but building it still requires a massive human workforce. The next AI career path could start with a hard hat, not a laptop. Meta said Monday it is investing a $115 million in a roughly five-week program aimed at fast-tracking careers in the skilled trades as it looks to build out data centers to support its massive AI ambitions. Called America's Workforce Academy, it's a free initiative, the and then. 10th, from Business Insider. How two sisters turned a love of vintage lockers into an eight-figure business. Becca and Jess Stern launched a locker brand in 2018 with $25,000 and no industry knowledge. The sisters built an eight-figure global brand by refusing to chase trends. Their ThinkX10 rule pushed them to make big operational bets early on. Becca Stern loved buying vintage lockers, but found they weren't very practical for home storage. She and her sister, Jess Stern, had often talked about starting a business together and saw an opportunity to reinvent them into something beautiful and functional for people to use in their homes. Once we made the decision to start, things moved quick. That's today's Finance and Markets Brief. Subscribe at storyflow.com to get this delivered to your private podcast feed every morning.